Turning to world news, stock markets plunged worldwide today with turmoil from the U.S. mortgage crisis rippling across the globe. The markets in Europe tumbled further, even though the European Central Bank injected another 61 billion euros into the banking system today after it provided nearly 95 billion euros yesterday. Director of the International Center for Finance at Yale School of Management, Dr. William Getzman, told us more about the factors contributing to the fall in the stock markets and the importance of recognizing their enduring value despite their sometimes volatile fluctuations.
Well, when we look at the pattern of stock movements over the last few days, the first thing we see is a lot of volatility. That means the markets have been going up and down. And that volatility is unusual with respect to the last 4 or 5 years or so. The other thing that we've seen is, just in the last 2 days or so, very sharp downturn in stock market prices. I guess all of us in the last 20 or 30 years have learned to live with the idea of stock market crashes. I don't think that it's something that is a serious factor for the world economy. The only people that have to worry about the drop in market prices lately are people that have borrowed money to buy stocks. And for the average investor, that's not a very wise thing to have done. Or people that need, for some reason, immediate liquidity. If you're buying a house and you need to close over the next week or two, of course, you're likely to be worried that the shares in your mutual fund accounts are not worth as much as you wish they were. But the long-term benefits of investing in the stock market come from the dividends that stocks pay. And those are not likely to be affected by short-term fluctuations.